Frequency Cast Special Report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Pete.
And I'm Carl from Frequency Cast, the award-winning UK tech podcast.
In April 2012, we were at the NEC in Birmingham for Gadget Show Live. Here's one of our interviews recorded at the show.
Frequency Cast, now loading. Focus.
This is Pete reporting from a very busy Gadget Show Live up here at the NEC in Birmingham. I am now talking to John Shepherd from a company called Energy Egg, and you have some rather nice little products. Actually, Carl, just give me a very quick description of this, please.
Well, it looks like a light sensor. It's like a motion sensor thing on an egg-shaped stand, and it looks like it has a battery cover on the back and an on-off switch on the top. If you lift it up on the underside, is that a timer? It's like an egg timer. Is this the new egg timer of the future?
Not quite. Now, I'm in the fortunate position that I've actually been playing with one of these for about a month now, and they are very, very good. The purpose of them, of course, is energy efficiency, and with fuel bills on the rise, we all need to do what we can to save on our electricity. So go on then, John, tell me what this little beastie does.
Well, what this little beastie does, essentially, is it turns things off automatically for you. So it was invented by this guy, Brian, who has three young daughters, and he was forever telling them to turn off things after they finished using them, and they never did it, and he got tired of telling them to do it, so he thought, why don't I just get something that will do it automatically? And so he did what any of us would have done and invented something, and the rest is history. So it's essentially a motion sensor that can tell when you're out of the room. The egg timer that you pointed out there can be set to between 5 minutes and half an hour, and when it detects a room is empty and that timer runs down, it will turn off anything connected to it.
Now that is rather clever. There's one of those by my desk in my office at the moment, and I've set it to 5 minutes. When I wander out of the office, what it does for me, and I don't know if anybody else has the same, mine powers off my printer, powers off my monitor, and powers off my powered speakers. When I walk back in the room, it frightens the life out of me by beeping and turning them back on. And of course, while I'm out of the room, I don't have to remember to switch these things off. I'm assuming that is pretty much the basics of it, is it's to kill equipment that you're not using when you're not there.
A lot of energy gets wasted, you know, not through kind of inefficiency of appliances, but just by behavior. You know, you go and make a cup of tea and get talking to someone, and then you end up out of the room for half an hour and you've missed your whole TV show, but the TV's been on the whole time. The Energy Egg will stop that happening.
And also some safety aspects. Somebody was suggesting irons and hair straighteners that people tend to leave on and could burn the place down. This will automatically disable those when you go away. Is that right?
Yeah, we've actually had people today talking about both of those things. No, that's exactly right. Yeah, safety, of course. You don't want to leave your iron on. And also, even if you haven't left it on, it will give you peace of mind. Because you've all had that moment where, say, you're going on holiday and then you think, oh God, did I leave this on? Did I leave that on? Did I leave my iron or hair straighteners on? And even if you didn't leave them on, if you've got one of these, you'll know that it will catch it if you left it by accident. So you'll know, either way, it will be switched off.
Now, I'm a busy person. When I'm at my desk, I'm normally bashing away on the keyboard and writing tech reviews and all sorts of other things. I have been known to sit very still while I'm at my machine. Will this turn everything off around me, or do I need to kind of wave my arm every few minutes?
It will not turn anything off if you're in the room. That's a clever thing about it.
Don't I have to jump up and down and wave my arms?
You don't have to jump up and down and wave your arms, no. It's got a smart motion sensor with software inside it to match it, called a sit-still sensor, and that's unique technology. And what this does, it can tell the difference between an empty room and one where you're sitting still. So if you're watching your favourite movie and you're thoroughly engrossed in it and you're gripped and you're sitting motionless, you do not want the TV to turn itself off right at the climactic final scene. It won't happen with this energy. It can tell when you're in the room or when you're not.
Am I also right that you can chain these so you have one sensor and it can switch off multiple sockets?
Our manufacturers have told us that it can switch off unlimited sockets. We've tested it up to 12. So we say 12, and we can't, in all honesty, envision anyone needing more than 12 for their home.
Now, given energy prices are on the rise, obviously there is a point where it's cost-effective to get one of these or not to get one of these. What is the retail price for this product, and how quickly would one pay for itself, do you think?
The retail price for this product for one egg and one socket is £40. There's also a family pack, which is one egg and three sockets, that is £50. And because sockets in John Lewis sell at £8 a piece, there is obviously a saving in getting the family pack. Now, this should pay for itself fairly quickly, but as it is behavioural based, that very much depends on the individual user profile. But what we have on our website, www.truegreen.net, is we have an energy saving calculator, which is exactly what it sounds. You go on, there's a list of appliances, you put in, you know, how many hours a day you think you leave them on, and then it will tell you how much you stand to save with an energy egg. So most people will find that this will pay for itself from 6 months to a year. But by using the energy saving calculator, you can make sure it's the right product for you.
Superb. And this has just hit the market. You can get them from your website. Give me that blatant plug again for the web address.
www.treegreen.net.
Now, we also found these available online at Tesco's, and somewhere else you can get them?
John Lewis. We've just launched in John Lewis online and in stores, so we're very excited about that.
Superb. Excellent. Well, I'm in love with my energy egg already. I'm going to stop waving my arms now because I was under the mistaken belief I need to keep moving about in the office. No good giving one to Carl for his office because he constantly sleeps.
No, I'm constantly comatized.
That's the one. Thank you very much. So obviously the energy egg has some serious potential for energy saving. Do you guys have anything in the market that's going to improve on this or expand the line at all?
Everything's still at a conceptual stage, but we do have a couple of ideas of where we want to go with this. Something people keep bringing up with us is, does it do lights? Because at the moment it just does the plug socket, and we are making light fixtures that will work exactly the same as a socket, so you will be able to turn off your lights with the energy egg, which is a big step forward, I think. In the long run, though, what we want is your whole kind of home control system that will completely optimize your entire energy performance. You know, you'll have your centralized HAL 9000 console, or whatever you want to call it, or more likely just your phone, actually. We'll set up like a network of energy eggs and similar devices throughout your entire home that will cut down on your energy use substantially. Streamline every aspect of your domestic life. That's the end game. That's what we're working towards.
The future is bright. Excellent.
Quite an exotic piece of equipment.
Thanks a lot. I'm glad you made it right the way to the end of the interview without cracking any yolks.
For links, pictures, and more coverage of Gadget Show Live 2012, go to www.frequencycast.co.uk/GSL.
Hi, this is Susie Perry, and you're listening to Frequency Cast, the UK TV and tech podcast.
We hope you found this interview of interest. If you'd like to find out more about our regular podcasts and maybe sign up, have a little listen to what we do.
What have you got there?
Ah, this is the latest bit of kit.
Usually the station ham radio is operated by those astronauts who stay on station several months at a time.
Have the top-up TV anytime box. We are absolutely disgusted with the service.
We're measuring Carl's EEG. His retention level was in sort of the bottom third.
I think he's a lost cause, in all honesty.
And in breaking news, it looks like a new Freeview HD channel will be with us soon.
This year's European Podcast Award 2010.
The winner for the non-profit is Frequency Cast.
After 200 yards, turn right.
We've just officially been given the world record for the lightest touchscreen mobile phone in the world.
I can send a text to Frequency Cast for you.
That's true, I can now control my TV from my iPhone.
Now, it's a darkened room you live in, isn't it, normally?
Stay up to date with the latest TV and tech news with our free radio shows.
To listen to our shows online,
download the shows as a podcast, or add the shows to iTunes,
go to www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Special report. Shutdown complete.